Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Teen pleads guilty in a Cheetah Road shooting case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Campbell County teen accused of shooting another 19-year-old during an argument over stolen guns has pleaded guilty to two charges, significantly reducing the potential prison time he faced. According to the Gillette News Record, 19-year-old Cameron Crusor was originally charged with attempted second-degree murder, attempted manslaughter, aggravated assault with a firearm enhancement, reckless endangering, and unlawful contact. Prosecutors initially said he could face life in prison plus 72 years. But in a plea deal entered last week, Crusor pleaded guilty to attempted manslaughter and unlawful contact. In exchange, prosecutors dropped the most serious charges and removed the firearm enhancement. The agreement does not include a sentencing recommendation, meaning both sides will argue punishment at a later hearing. The shooting happened March 4th at a home on Cheetah Road. Investigators say Crusor and the victim were fighting over two stolen guns. Witnesses told deputies that Crusor fired three shots, missing twice before hitting the victim in the stomach. Deputies found blood on the porch, a bullet hole in the door, and later recovered a purple 9mm handgun hidden inside a kitchen floor vent. The victim, who had been dropped at the hospital by a friend, was airlifted to Colorado for surgery. After the shooting, Crusor hid for several days. Deputies eventually arrested him after finding him concealed in a bedroom closet in his mother's home. Two others were also arrested on suspicion of helping him avoid law enforcement. Crusor will be sentenced at a later date. Florida filmmaker turns to ChatGPT, finds Wyoming teen for new TPUSA film project. A Natrona County High School senior who fought to establish a Turning Point USA club is now the focus of a new short film, thanks in part to ChatGPT. According to Cowboy State Daily, 19-year-old Florida filmmaker Aiden Friedman says he asked the AI platform to help him find a real student who had struggled to start a TPUSA chapter. One of the names that surfaced was Casper's Kylie Wall, whose story of pushback from school officials and fellow students gained statewide attention. Wall launched her Club America chapter in the wake of TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk's assassination, and she says the backlash at school was intense at first, including students yelling at her in the hallways, but she says things have improved after media coverage and a school board meeting, adding, "My principal has been very cooperative. I really appreciate the effort he has put in." Friedman contacted Wall after finding her grandmother's comments online and soon flew her to Florida to take part in a proof of concept video for a planned 30-minute film titled My Turning Point, Kylie Wall, Episode 1. The project hopes to raise about $60,000 and will be pitched to conservative media outlets like The Daily Wire or Turning Point USA itself. Friedman says he sees Wall's experience as part of a bigger national story, adding, "I think there are a ton of stories like Kylie's that should be told." The film is expected to move forward once funding is secured, with a goal of shooting early next year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.